vows we make will last forevermore. And when the snow is on the roses and the bluebirds flown away, and in your arms will fall, remember all the love we shared today.
AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Spirit. Amen. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the entry this morning, a portion of Psalm 45. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of uprightness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions.
Your
Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations.
Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you. Gentiles. Lead us who know you by faith to join heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and the thick darkness of the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried down the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult. But the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the church, Ephesians, the third chapter. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, the partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of gospel grace, which was given to me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he was realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'd like you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The visit of the wise men. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose. They have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. This time, invite the children to come forward. Good morning. Happy New Year. What was that? Happy New Year. Have you ever been alone? Your parents trust you to stay in the house by yourself? Sometimes it's a little easier in the big city. We had a grocery store about 8 blocks away. Gas station was 9. And a bakery 7 blocks away. They could run to the store and leave us kids home. Now you don't dare do that in a car anymore. They think you're abusing your children. But we truly were alone until one event happened. And we are observing and celebrating that day today. Epiphany. The 13th day of Christmas, because it's called Christmas for the Gentiles. Those wise men who traveled from the east, those magi, came and went to Jerusalem because they followed the star. They asked the king where the new king of the Jews was to be born. Herod didn't remember. He asked all the people in his temple, scribes and his Pharisees, and they said, oh, in Bethlehem, in the land of Judea. And so then he called the Magi back to him. At what time did the star appear? So he could figure out how old that baby might be. Well, they went, as soon as they got outside of Herod's palace, they saw the star again. Led them all the way, and it stopped over the place where Jesus lay. He wasn't in the manger. He was a child, between a year and a half and 2 years of age. And they found him in a house, not in the stable. They fell down and worshipped him. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they worshipped him because they had now met their Savior, a Savior for all. They were Gentiles, meaning not the people of Abraham's line, not the people of Israel. Gentiles has two meanings for the people of Israel. The nations, meaning the multitude of people who weren't God's chosen people, Israel. And because they weren't God's chosen people, they used to call them the heathens. That's the other name for Gentiles. We're all Gentiles. None of us is from David's or Abraham's line that I know of. Because they came and found the young child Jesus. They found their salvation. And the salvation was made known to all. Jesus did not just come for the people of Israel. He came to save all whom he created. That includes you and me and the world. Not everybody will accept his call to come to him. But we are thankful because in that water and word of baptism, you were given that gift of faith. You're now his redeemed child. You're alone no more. Let's pray. Mighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of the star to the Magi, where they were able to follow. You led them right to your Son, that child, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and King. They found their Savior, and by their finding the Savior and your sending of your apostles, we do know that we are also your redeemed children because we have been called to faith by the Holy Spirit, given that gift in the water and word of our baptism. Help us to remember that we are not alone in this world. Help us to trust in you, to follow you, to serve you, to love you, and above all, tell others about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. We will continue with hymn. It's hymn 395, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that babe of Bethlehem, and the abiding presence of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's one word in our gospel text for today that demands our attention. One word that St. Matthew used to focus us on the hope that comes to us in the very Son of God, Jesus the Christ, having been born into the world. One word that directs us to God, keeping his promises to send a Savior, a promised Messiah, to all mankind. And that word is, behold. Well, that one word, behold, with the pinpoint accuracy of the Epiphany star, focuses us on the Gentile Magi, those wise men from the East. God has revealed to them, through the star, their Savior from sin, death, and the devil. Behold in Greek is a duo. Behold in our text is directing us to pay attention to something very wonderful and something completely unexpected. Our Epiphany Gospel has often been called Christmas for the Gentiles, the 13th day of Christmas. Behold, look here, dear child of God. Behold, look here and see how God reveals salvation to us. All of us who are not born of the blood of the line of Abraham. And it all started when he sent that star. The Epiphany Gospel shows us clearly that Jesus did not come to save only the kings and princes. He came for us, for you, for me, for all. He came for the noble and the common, both Jews and Gentiles alike. By the love, grace, and mercy of God, he has revealed our salvation, a Savior to all. And God, Almighty God, did it in his very own special way, as he always does, and as he was pleased to do. He did it in a very unexpected way. A star in the heavens that did not follow the natural order of stars in the heavens suddenly appears to the Magi. As they had traveled to the capital of Jerusalem, and they talked to King Herod. Behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. This light from heaven had led them to the very exact spot where they could see their Savior. God has revealed his plan and the person of salvation to them in this child, Jesus, who is the Christ. These Magi were not kings or noblemen. They weren't scholars of the Torah, the five books written by Moses. They were not on any philosophical journey of seeking the truth. They were Gentiles, members of the nations, just like you and me. Jews called all who were not God's chosen people Gentiles, meaning the nations, or, as I said, heathens. These Magi were servants of rulers who oppressed God's people, Israel. They had been trained in the magic arts, supernatural powers. That is, they looked to the stars and the planets for signs on how they should advise their employers, those pagan kings and monarchs. They were sinners just like you and me, people dead in their sins and trespasses, people needing a Savior, a hope, and salvation. And we clearly confess what Reverend Dr. Martin Luther wrote in his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. We believe that we cannot believe, so without God intervening in our lives and revealing his promises to us, we would simply look for hope and salvation on our own. And it's often so easy for us to do. You might even say it's natural for that old Adam inside of us to be like the Magi, to look here to the heavens for signs and the stars or wonders of the supernatural, and develop our own God and even our own gospel. It's so easy for us to look at ourselves, to look there at our good works, thinking that because I'm not as bad as someone else, or I'm more pious than someone, God's going to grant me eternal life. It's so easy for us to look here at our own hearts, at our desires and our happiness, and then somehow justify defying God's natural law. Instead of living as male and female, God created by God to marry and have children, we decide what's right and when it's right for us. It's so easy for us to look here to the wisdom of our rulers, the congenial words, or to the wisdom of a world that seeks complete autonomy and independence, especially from God. Apart from the gospel being revealed to us through faith, we will surely die by the hand of our own idols. Apart from Jesus breaking into our world and into our sin and revealing to us God's mercy, grace, and love by sending a Savior, we'd only have an empty hope. It might give some comfort for a day or two, but no forgiveness, and certainly no hope for eternity. Again, Dr. Luther, well, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to Him. But he didn't stop there. Luther revealed God's hope by driving us back to the work of the Holy Spirit. But that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. Almighty God, our loving and most merciful Father, has broken into our world of sin and death, has revealed to us His life-saving gospel, His salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ, that babe born in Bethlehem. For the Gentiles, God used a star to bring them to the feet of the Promised One, the very Son of God. And at His feet, they bowed down to Him in worship and in reverence. They had brought very special gifts, gifts fit for a king. Even though they brought this child kingly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, it truly was the Magi who received the greatest gift, salvation, forgiveness, hope, the eternal promises given to them. It's amazing how God is always revealing hope and promise to His people. When Adam and Eve sinned, the promise of their Savior was revealed to them. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Hope and forgiveness was promised. It was revealed to them in the garden after they sinned. Even in their struggle with a broken world, they now knew they could struggle in joy and hope of what God had revealed to them, hoping it would be a reality sooner than later. 700 years before the Magi were led by the star, the prophet Micah would reveal the unexpected way God would bring our salvation into the world, not in the capital city of Jerusalem, but in the small and seemingly unimportant town of Bethlehem. You, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Jesus, that babe of Bethlehem, the good shepherd, came so he could lead us wandering and wavering sheep, his wandering and wavering sheep, to lie down in green pastures and beside still waters. The prophet Isaiah would reveal a light that darkness of sin and death cannot ever overcome. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Even evil King Herod, trying to stay in control by killing the babies that might be the age of this newly born King of Kings and Lord of Lords, could not put out the light of hope born into the world that day in Bethlehem. Angel Gabriel revealed to Joseph that God was working through his wife Mary when he told him, she will bear a son, he shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And now the Magi, those wise men from the east, had seen the star that God provided in the heavens. They had come to worship him. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. God revealed hope and forgiveness to the Magi. both so that they would be saved and so that you and I could clearly see that the forgiveness of sins and peace with God is a true reality for all people. Iduo, behold, look, dear children of God, see how God has revealed his promises to you. And Peter would later confess, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Those weren't Peter's own thoughts and insightfulness, revealed to him by the working of the Holy Spirit and God the Father himself. And so to us, God also reveals salvation by the working of the Holy Spirit through his means and his means of grace. When the water of holy baptism was poured upon your head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, saving faith was given to you. You were connected to Christ and his cross. The forgiveness that Jesus accomplished there for all was then gifted to you. When we gather here for the Lord's holy meal, in with and under the ordinary bread and wine, it's the very same Jesus to whom the Magi bowed down and worshipped. The duo, behold, look, and hear, see, touch, taste, and receive. In his meal, he gives us his blood-bought gifts, his very body and blood. He forgives you through his precious blood shed for you on the cross. He strengthens your faith, and he sends you back home to your homes with his love, joy, grace, mercy, and peace. Behold, look and hear, dear children of God, what Jesus' death on the cross has done for you. You stand justified, holy, and righteous because of what the Son of God has done for you. When you hear me or another pastor absolve you of your sins, it's as though Jesus himself, risen from the dead, says to you, you're forgiven of everything. I forgive you it all. Because of your revealed and risen Savior, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Look here, hear, touch, taste, receive, your children of God, as you go back home like the Magi, with hope, grace, love, and peace. Your salvation has not only been revealed to you, it's also been delivered to you. Forgiveness of sins, life now and eternal life promised, peace with God, so lavishly and freely given to you. Because God loves you so much, he sent his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That includes the Gentiles, you and me, those not of Abraham's lineage. Praise and thanks be to God, now and ever. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to stand as we will confess our unity in the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, where the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We'll continue with the prayers of the church. Our eighth petition, Lord, in your mercy, respond with you, our prayer. Almighty and most holy God, our eternal light, the darkness of sin covers the earth and its people. Let the light of the gospel lead us to him who was born King of the Jews. Give us humble and grateful hearts that bow down and worship him, and willingly offer the most precious gifts we have to him to give. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
From distant lands and far off places, you gather people to bear your name and live in the light of your word. Bless your church that she may be united in doctrine, live in harmony and peace, and labor to bring the light of Christ to those still dwelling in darkness and death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. Establish your church and draw into her people from every race, tribe, and nation. Bless those entrusted to the leadership of the church. Grant to pastors and missionaries the boldness of your spirit. They may proclaim the saving faith of your word without fear. Bless those who hear, that they too may be brought to faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most holy God, eternal light, the psalmist begged that you would endow the king with your justice. Grant the same gift to the leaders of our nation and every nation. Fill them with wisdom, compassion, and care, so that, unlike Herod, they would seek to uphold life and watch over the welfare of the governed. Lord, in your mercy, give to all people the comfort of your presence, healing according to your good and gracious will, relief in time of suffering, and an end to the terrors of mind and heart. We especially pray for those who are hospitalized, those in rehab and care facilities, those recovering from illness, injury, and surgeries, those confronting cancer, those suffering chronic pain and affliction, and those confined to their homes, and those we now name before you in the silence of our hearts. Sustain the weary with your word and promise, the wounded with hope and strength, and the dying in your blessed peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We join with our brothers and sisters in the faith as they give you thanks and praise as they celebrate birthdays this week, including Gloria Gorris, Liberty Schwanebeck, and Ashley Calloway. And also with Jim and Liz Knudsen as they celebrate their 25th anniversary in God's marriage covenant on the 8th. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, may your light so shine in us and bring forth the fruits of repentance in our daily lives. Give us confidence in your word, that we would embrace your holy will without fear. Hear and answer as we pray, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead, put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. In repentant joy, we see the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gather in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. And gather us together, we pray, for the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. After he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." So he also took the cup of his supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. standards, they would sing the post-communicantical thankful, Lord. Given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. See the promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
The time of worship is over. Go and serve the Lord Jesus Christ with God's grace, love, mercy, and peace as you serve your Lord, that babe of Bethlehem, Jesus the Christ. We will, with the help of God. Hallelujah. The closing hymn 412, the people that in darkness sat.
Amen.
course, for a happy and healthy 2025. It's nice to be back, and I want to again thank Pastor Krieger for filling in for me, listen to the message. Then we went to church after that. Appreciate him filling in for me again. As the guy says, he's happy to serve the flock, will help serve the flock over here. So we get back in the swing of things. Monday night, 6 o'clock, men's Bible study. Tuesday is ladies' aid at 1 o'clock in the fellowship hall, and confirmation on Wednesday. We'll go over your tests that you just had before Christmas, and then we will take down the Christmas deck.
1450 AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities are trying to understand how a U.S. citizen who served in the Army became an ISIS follower who decided to drive a pickup truck through Bourbon Street in New Orleans on New Year's. He killed 14 people. And when it comes to the threat of radicalization, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week,
the phenomenon of radicalization of individuals is not limited to the military. It is something that we are very focused upon in society writ large. The military is not immune to it, nor is the federal workforce.
President Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans tomorrow to see the scene and meet with the families of victims. Tomorrow is also the day Congress will meet and certify the electoral count that will see Donald Trump become the 47th president. The 39th president, Jimmy Carter, lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta as the public pays respects, with 60 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts. This is a
struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more. With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Marshfield's WDLB.